This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. The recent outbreak in West Africa of the deadly Ebola virus has some U.S. officials concerned about it spreading to this country. Its victims have less than a 50% chance of survival. Paul Keim is a world-renowned infectious disease expert based in Flagstaff. He says Ebola is handled only in medical laboratories with the highest level of protection.
Ebola is what we call a Category 4, and so there are four different levels of biosafety in the U.S. system. It has to do with the risk assessment, you know, whether there's a possibility that laboratory workers will stick themselves with a sharp object and then transfer bodily fluids in that way.
Keim is the director of pathogen genomics at the TGen North Laboratory. He says the ecology of Ebola is not well understood, but he calls it a disease of nature. It starts in wild animals and then jumps into the human population through infected blood, sweat, or saliva.
There's been a lot of concerns about bringing these Americans who have contracted Ebola back to Atlanta, where they're being treated at Emory Medical Center. I think it's actually one of the best things that we could do. First off, these individuals then get the highest possible medical care. But in addition to that, our healthcare workers get to directly observe Ebola cases, start applying advanced medical practices to them, and hopefully will, of course, save their lives. But in the process, learn how to treat these cases and move on and be able to do it for many more people.
Keim says modern cultures, like the United States, are far less likely to see Ebola epidemics, and treating infected patients in level 4 biosafety facilities helps us better understand and manage the disease. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.